We should rejoice and be glad in it. Well, good morning and welcome to Robertson Avenue Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us this morning, we want to welcome you. Ask you to fill out the little visitor card you'll find in front of you. Place an offering plate that comes around so we can have a record of your visit. We greatly appreciate that. If you're joining us online this morning, we want to welcome you as well and ask you to consider being right here in the sanctuary with us and experience what God is doing at Robertson Avenue Baptist Church. Come and be a part of that. Get plugged in and get to be part of our family. Well, with that being said, I have a little bit of announcements I want to share with you about what's going on at Robertson Avenue. Some of you may know we are preparing for our upcoming vacation Bible school. That's going to be the first week of June, and so it's going to start June the 3rd, and the title of our vacation Bible school is Breaker Rock Beach. So come and be a part of that. Our registration is open, so you can start registering your child now for vacation Bible school. All you have to do is go to rabcco.org, go to online forms, and you'll find Vacation Bible School registration right there. While that's being said, you can also go to the same website if you're one of our ladies, and you can register to be a part of our quarterly ladies luncheon, and that's going to be happening at the end of May, I think on the 25th or something like that, so you can come and be a part of that as well. It's going to be at 11 a.m. You can register online for that, the same place, rabcco.org. Go to online forum and click the ladies' luncheon, and you can be a part of that. All right. Last but not least, we do have a very special guest coming with us today. The Gideons are going to come and share with us a little bit about what they're doing and how you can help in their ministry. So be in prayer about that. Prayerfully consider being a part of that. We'll introduce our Gideon, our resident Gideon, here in a minute for that. Want to remind you that we have our normal ongoing services this week. Today, of course, at 4:30 after service, we'll have choir meeting inside the choir room. 6 p.m., we'll have our evening worship right here in the sanctuary. Tuesday, ladies' Bible study will pick up at 9:30, and then at 6:30 in the evening, followed by our Wednesday normal Bible study prayer meeting right here in the sanctuary. And then Thursday, we'll have the men's Bible study at 6:30. So those are some things you can get involved with and be a part of. I want to ask you to prayerfully consider being a part of our next upcoming Vacation Bible School workshop. That's going to be May 19th at 10 a.m. So May 18th, thank you, BJ. So it'll be Saturday the 18th. So please come and be a part of that at 10 a.m. I know we have a lot of things happening on the 18th. And so I want to bring those to your attention quickly. Number one, we have men's prayer breakfast coming up the 18th. So if you want to get involved in men's ministry, that's a great place to get started right there. There's always a wonderful menu. In fact, I can tell you what's on the menu because we're a bunch of men. Bacon, eggs, sausage gravy, sausage patties, biscuits. What's not to like? Amen. Yes. I know some of you ladies are like, I want to go be there. And let me tell you, the sausage gravy is that good. Amen. So please, please consider being a part of that. 7 a.m. coming up on the 18th. We'll have an administrative team meeting at 10:30. So if you're on the admin team, be a part of that. The security team will be meeting at 8:30 that week. Brother Joe just raised his hand to remind him. And so they'll be meeting that week as well. So if you're on the security team, make sure you're planning to be a part of that meeting as well. Also, church, First Baptist Church of Cottage Cove is having a men's meeting. It's going to be at 4 p.m. on the 18th over at First Baptist Church. We're going to have a bonfire. They're going to have some singing, a small devotion, and barbecue. What's not to like right there? They're going to be having a fly fishing contest, cornhole, horseshoes. And so if you're interested in that, there's several flyers throughout the back of the church. You can click with your phone. It has a QR code there, and you can sign right up. Or you contact the office, and we'll register you whichever one you'd like to be. And so I'm going to be there for a little bit. However, I won't be there very long because the Rabbit Fest will be in town. And you know where my heart is. I'm going to be at Rabbit Fest with bottles of water and gospel tracts. So start praying for us in that. That's going to be that Saturday. Be a busy, busy, busy Saturday on the 18th. Coming up May the 19th, we have our ministry team meeting has been moved to the 19th due to Mother's Day. And so we'll be having that at 4 p.m. on the 19th. But before that, we'll have a Zoom meeting with our Michigan church that we're planning on going on a mission trip with, where we'll help them in their vacation Bible school. So if you're on that mission trip agenda, make sure that you make time to come and be with us in that Zoom and meet some of those people face to face. It's a wonderful time, a wonderful prayer time, and a wonderful fellowship time. Good, good, good people, full of God's Spirit, and I expect wonderful things to happen there. So please pray for us. Prayerfully consider being a part of that, and pray for us and those that will be going out. We have 9 going on that mission trip, so prayerfully consider being a part of that as well. All right. I think that's about it for our announcements. Was there something I have forgotten, Brother CB?
I'll hit it up. Plug one. Thank you, CB. So if you didn't hear it, Brother CB, Coyle County issued a flood warning for the Gatesville area around Pitcoke, especially around Cowhouse Creek. So let's pray for them real quick. And as we're doing that, let's pray for each other. And after we pray, would you please rise and welcome one another? Let's pray together. Father God, we come to you in Jesus' name. The first thing we want to do, Lord God, is thank you for this day. You've given us a beautiful day, a day which we might worship you. And I pray today would be a day, Lord, of worship. A day, Lord, where our hearts would cry out to you, where our spirit would commune with you, Lord God. And I pray that we would feel you all around us, Lord. I also pray, Father, you pour out your spirit upon us. And today would be a day of revival, renewal, repentance, restoration, redemption, and rejoicing. And I pray, Lord, if there be anybody that need to come to know you, or anybody need to get their heart right with you this morning, that today would be the day they do so, Lord. I also pray, Father, for our brothers and sisters who are out traveling, Lord, to bless them and keep them safe and bring them safely home to. For those, Lord God, who are homesick, Lord, look after them and let them know their love and pray for them. Bring them safely back to us. And Father, we pray for our brothers and sisters and family in the Pitcoke area, Lord, and for the people of the town of Pitcoke as they experience rising waters of Cowhouse Creek, Lord. I ask protection. I ask, Lord, for your provision. And I pray, Father God, there be absolutely no damage. And I pray, Lord, these waters will swage. We want to thank you for the rain, Lord, and ask you to continue to send it. At the same time, Lord God, we ask you to protect those who will be in the way of those floods, Lord. Thank you so much for what you're doing. Thank you that you heard our prayers. Go with us now to our time of worship. Be glorified. Be magnified. And we give you the praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Please rise and welcome one another. If you would, on your way back to your seat, I have two more announcements I need to share with you. All right. Since you're listening so well at the moment, I appreciate that. I need to bring to your attention that on Sunday evening, May the 19th, we will be having our quarterly business meeting. So I know all of a sudden those smiles just turned upside down. So, but be in prayer about that. Perfectly consider being about that and see what God will do. And I also have another announcement I need to share with you. Next Sunday is, of course, Mother's Day. And Robinson Avenue has a tradition. So if you're a mother and you come to service Sunday morning, we're going to count you and we're going to make a donation on your behalf to Hope Pregnancy Center here in Copper Stove. So please consider being a part of that and coming to church on Sunday morning on Mother's Day. And you'll get a carnation and a donation will be made to Hope Pregnancy on your behalf. So praise God for that and come and be a part of that as well. Last but not least, next Sunday very well may be the last day of one of our members here. He will be deploying to Poland. And so I've been asked if we would remember him and at the end of service to lift him up in prayer. So I'm going to ask you guys to pray with me at the end of service to gather around our brother Jonathan, our drummer up here. He gets ready to be deployed to Poland. And so start praying for him and start thinking about him and his family and how God will work with you and work in his family to make sure that the Cloninger family is safe and taken care of. All right. With that being said, I'm going to turn it over to Brother Robert. Come lead us in worship, kind sir. love to watch those children get up and leave. And let me tell you, don't ever, ever say, man, those kids are annoying. Because I'm telling you right now, they are a blessing. Not only are they a blessing, they are a picture of our future. And I want to remind you, if you don't get serious and raising and praying for our children, then we're going to lose some. Make sure that you are involved in your children's life spiritually. Well, my goodness, speaking of that, I want to introduce to you somebody that you may already know. You might know who he is, and the good news is he probably doesn't have to adjust the microphone at all when he gets up here. That makes me feel so good. You know, we went to the National Day of Prayer on Thursday last week. We had quite a few reps and avenues come out there with us, and the guy that prayed in front of me was about as short as I am, and I didn't have to put that microphone down at all. I praise God for that. Telling you, they were like, what are you thinking for, Pastor? And I was like, because somebody else is as short as I am. Hallelujah. Anyways, it is without a doubt our great pleasure, and it is without a doubt a blessing to introduce to you our resident Gideon, Brother Jerome Holman. He's coming this morning to share with us his heart, what God is doing in the Gideon's life, and I want you to pray for him. I want you to open your hearts and experience what God is doing through the Gideon. So, Brother Jerome, come and share with us what's on your heart, brother. Amen.
Good morning. It is so grateful for me to come to you this morning, telling you the beginnings of doing to distribute God's word in my lost and dying world. So who are the Gideons? We are an association of Christian businessmen and professionals organized in 1899. The Gideons have been distributing Bibles for 155 years. The name Gideon was chosen after a prayer meeting based on the story of Gideon that is recorded in the Book of Judges. Gideon was a man willing to do what God wanted him to do. The Gideon's mission is the same as yours, to win others to Christ. We do this by giving Bibles to men, women, boys, and girls. We have passed out Bibles to CD at the Polo, where we gave out 58 Bibles. Bring Your Bible to School, where we gave out 200 Bibles. That is at the Coffee Cove Philippine School District. Last Thursday, on the International Day of Prayer, Gatesville Independent School District, we gave out 789 Bibles with 275 life books. I was called this morning to be informed that if the number is still growing, teachers and administrators are asking for more Bibles, so that number will go over 800 Bibles. Kids want the Word of God, and we had a hotel in this area that did not want Bibles in their room. But with prayer, they opened their rooms up to us, and all their rooms have Bibles in them. We place Bibles in hospitals, dental offices, convalescent homes, nursing homes, assisted living centers, jails, prisons, college, university campuses, police, fire stations, lawyer's office, and induction center. The Bibles that we place in hotel center for this one cost $6.50. The New Testament Bibles that we distributed, that what the pastor was talking about, that sent out tax for us, we call it $1.90. We also have a Bible app that is free to you, where you can put the Bible on your phone by the Gideon. The Gideons also have a life book for teenagers. It's based on the Book of Mark. And teenagers, and he's not, oh, let's see it. You can get as many of those as you want. I forget about theirs over there. So, and they're all free to them. At this time, we want to hear a testimony from a young man.
Stars are their heroes, but for me, Gideons are my heroes, and let me tell you why. I'm sure most of you know exactly where you were on September 11th, what we call 9/11, when the Twin Towers were attacked in New York City. I know exactly where I was. I was on my college campus. I had just graduated high school and began my college journey, and I remember standing there and watching the big screen as the towers were hit, and I remember it doing something to my heart. And I called my mom, and I said, "Mom, I'm going to sign up for the military, and I'm going to go to war." And my mom said what every mom in this room would say. She said, "No, you're not." I said, "Yes, I have decided. I'm going to sign up for the Marine Corps." I'd never thought which branch of service. I just knew that they were the first to fight, and I liked their uniforms. And so that's what I did. I signed up for the Marine Corps. I went down to Parris Island and very quickly was wondering what in the world did I get myself into. But after graduating boot camp and getting in the Corps, I became a machine gunner in the Marine Corps, and I was put into a what they call a MAP platoon, a mobile assault platoon. What that simply means is that we didn't have a base. We were our own base. We were a mobile base, and so we could go anywhere and train to do anything, which I was in the Marine Corps at a very dangerous time and served in a very dangerous place in Fallujah. You remember the fighting that was going on there. It was very dangerous at the time. It was so dangerous that where we were, that many times they would just airdrop us our food. They couldn't bring it out because it was too dangerous for them to get to where we were. Matter of fact, I saw a chaplain one time who was brave enough to come where we were, and his vehicle got hit by an improvised explosive device, and we never saw chaplains again. We were in a very dangerous place. But I'll never forget when I boarded the bus to head to the transport for the plane that I was going to get on to go overseas to fight in Iraq. I'll never forget that as I boarded that bus, there was a man standing, leaning up on the bus with a cane, and he was an older man, and he was handing out testaments. He was handing out these little Bibles, and I got one myself, and I thought, well, that's neat. That's pretty cool right there. I love the size and love the color and match our uniforms, and I thought something other was interesting. It fit perfectly right inside of my left breast pocket of my uniform. So I took that testament, and I just placed it there in my left breast pocket as a good luck token, and maybe that it would bring me great success and bring me back home. And so I just placed it there, didn't think I would ever have a chance or an opportunity to read it. Well, as I told you, I was in a very dangerous place. They told us before we left that everyone wouldn't come home. And hearing those words, most people would not want to go if you knew that your chances of coming home were very slim. But I'll just be honest with you. I never thought it would be me. I never thought that I would get hurt. I never thought that I would get injured. I really thought that I would be just fine. But it did happen to me. In August of 2006, I was shot in the chest by a sniper, 7.62 armor round to the chest. If there's any military families or men in this room, you're thinking to yourself, you are a miracle. And ladies and gentlemen, I am a miracle. I'll never forget when I was shot in the chest and I was laying there in the sands of Iraq. I remember all I could do was look up, and I begged God right there that He would spare my life. I didn't ask Him to spare my life because I was afraid to die. I asked Him to spare my life because I knew I wasn't ready to stand before God. I knew I needed to get some things in order. I knew I just wasn't ready. They were unable to get me air support to get me to any kind of medical care because of the sandstorms that were of that day, so they had to ground medevac me, which took a lot of time, and it was a long process to get me there. I'll never forget when they began to work on me when they finally got me to Fallujah Hospital. I remember that one of the officers said, "This man's a miracle," because I had, even though I had sustained the injuries to my chest, I had no internal bleeding. The Lord had certainly heard my prayer. I was there in Fallujah Hospital. When you think about a hospital, you're thinking of a room with a TV and air conditioning. That's not the hospital that I was in. I was pretty much in a makeshift tent. Didn't have any visitors, didn't have no TV, didn't have no telephone. I was there all alone. And I'll never forget that one of my Marines, he came and visited me. Now, you got to understand something. We were a mobile assault platoon. We didn't go back to base. We didn't work from base. We were our own base. The only time we got to go to the base was if we got injured, we got killed, or our vehicles got hit by an explosive device and it needed to get repairs. One of my Marines, his vehicle got hit by a roadside bomb and he was coming back in to get vehicle repairs. Well, he knew that I was there and he would have a few days there, and so he was a good old country boy from Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And so he bought a good old watermelon off of a Iraqi, and he knew that he was going to see me, and he wanted to put a smile on my face. And I don't know about you, if you're in any kind of hot weather, all it takes to put a smile on your face is a good old watermelon with a little bit of salt. Amen? All the country people in here know exactly what I'm talking about. And he did. He came walking in with that watermelon, grinning ear to ear. I'll never forget his words to me. He said, "Man, you are so lucky to be alive." And I said, "You're right, buddy. I sure am." We had a good time. We ate that watermelon together. He walked out of that room, and that's the last time I was ever able to see him. 1 week later, he was shot by a sniper and killed instantly in Iraq. And I'll just be honest with you, my heart was broken. I entered into the lowest point of my life. Again, I'm in a hospital room with no one to talk to, no one there, in isolation, injured. My fellow Marines are out fighting, getting hurt, injured, and dying, and I can do nothing about it. I was in the lowest point of my life. At that point, I had never experienced depression. But I had come to the lowest of lows where I didn't care if I lived or if I died. Not only was I in a pit of depression, I was in a pit of sin. My life was not being lived in the way that it should have been lived. I was in a pit of depression and a pit of sin. And at that moment, I remember that little Testament Bible that I had. Only thing in my room was my uniform sitting next to me. And I thought to myself, I wonder if that Testament is there. And I reached over to where my uniform was, and I reached into my left breast pocket, and there it was. I know many times people wonder why these little Gideon Testaments have the Psalms and the Proverbs in it. And it doesn't have all the Old Testament. It just has all the New Testament and the Psalms and Proverbs. Well, I'm here to tell you the reason why it's got Psalms in there is because of me. I opened that Bible and I began to reading. I didn't have anything else to do. I was at the lowest point of my life, and I came to the book of Psalms in chapter 40, and I read about a man named David who was in a pit of depression, in a pit that he couldn't get out of. He was not only in a pit of depression, but he was in a pit of sin. And I started reading in Psalms chapter 40, verse 1 through 3, and he said, "I waited patiently for the Lord, and he heard my cry, and he brought me up out of the pit, out of the miry clay, and he set my feet upon a rock, and he established my steps. He put a new song in my heart. Praise be to God." Many people will see it in fear and will trust in the Lord. And I just thought, Lord, if you can do that for David, surely you can do it for me. And right there in the room, Jesus changed my life forever. I'm sure that there's some Gideons and pastors in this room that maybe you're thinking, Lord, am I doing enough? Am I truly making a difference? Let me tell you something. I am living proof. That old man who was standing next to that bus that day, handing out those Bibles, he may have thought to himself, am I really making a difference? Yes, you are. I may never meet that man again this side of glory, but I can tell you something. The Testament changed my life. And I'm telling you, This world is in great need. I don't have to tell you that. This world is in trouble, and it's in great need. We don't need another president. We don't need another politician. We don't need another person. All we need is the Word of God. That's what this world needs. So you need to keep on going on like you've never gone before. Give like you've never given. Serve like you've never served. Pray like you've never prayed. God is going to use you. Listen, the Marine Corps gave me a Purple Heart, but thanks be to God, He gave me a brand new heart. Thank you.
Came from the year 2022, and we had a international convention up in Georgetown. Over 77% of the Bibles that the Gideons distributed overseas are purchased from the Christians in the United States. A very important part of the Gideon is our ladies' auxiliary, made up of the wives of the Gideon. If anyone is interested in wanting to be a Gideon, please see me after the service. I want to tell you how much I appreciate the opportunity to come and tell you by giving very much. Thank you.
Whew. I want to do something that I don't usually do. I want to change plans a little bit. Looking at the time, there is no way I can finish the sermon I have written. But I do have something I need to share with you. So I wonder if you have your Bibles with you, and I wonder if Brother Tad can accommodate me with this, if you could go to the prophet Jeremiah chapter 29. Jeremiah 29, verse 11. I know that many of you are looking forward to the conclusion of our sermon series on 4x4. We began looking at Jesus had all authority. We began on Sunday night looking at going to all places. And Wednesday night, teaching all things. And this morning, we were going to look at He's with us always. You know, as our brother Jerome spoke to us about Gideons, spoke to us about our United States military, and the wonderful prayer we had for our offering, as we mentioned our United States military, and at the end of the service, I've already asked you to come with me and pray for our young serviceman, Jonathan Carter. I feel as though now we need to pray. We need to lift up our United States military. And I want to ask you, change courses with me. We'll finish tonight's sermon series this evening. Change courses with me. Let me share with you just a little bit here from the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 29, verse 11. The Bible says, "Well, I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, who comes to you in Jesus' name, and Lord, how we thank you for this day. And Lord God, I just ask you to take charge right now. We look into your word, Lord, and you have thoughts of peace toward us. And I just pray, Lord, that you would speak to us. So that anyone who needs to come to know you, let now be the time, that today be the day. Because in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Brother Jones' powerful video of that United States Marine brought me to tears. Some of you may know my son served in the United States Marines. And here at Robertson Avenue, we have several honorably discharged Marines. Served very tough out. And we know the danger of that. And we know the choice they've made. I want to share with you a little bit now about how tough Gideon is. You see, I believe and support in the Gideon ministry in more ways than you know. I want to share with you something very personal, very deep, at times very revealing about me. See, I know this guy. This man is very tall, 6'2", 6'3", very big man. And one day, he too fell into the pit of despair. His heart was broken, his family was broken, his wife was broken, he had no hope, and he ended up in a hotel in Dallas, Arizona. He pulled open the drawer. Inside, he had two items. One was a 38 revolver he took about to place to his head. When he noticed there was something else inside of that door, and that was the Gideon's Bible. He picked it up. This man told me, I didn't read the scriptures. I read the very back where it had that little prayer that he signed. The prayer that said, I am putting Jesus in my heart, and I am making Jesus my Savior, and he signed it and redeemed it. He said, as he read that prayer, he began to be convicted. He began to leaf through the rest of the Bible, stopping at verses, stopping at places he'd heard before. So that revolver was no longer a thought. Instead, there were thoughts of God, thoughts of a new life, thoughts of repentance. And I want you to know something. But that man who was so big and so tall and so important in my life is the man that led me to Jesus Christ. And because of the Gideons, you have a pastor today. Because of the Gideons, you have brothers and sisters in Christ today that you haven't met yet. Because of the Gideons, we have brothers and sisters across the world that you have not met yet. Thank God for the endless ministry of the Gideons International. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. See, that man led me to Christ because he became a Christian, because somebody cared enough to put a Bible in a hotel room, because somebody cared enough to give $5, just $5, for a Bible. That man led me to Christ. He's the one that led me to Christ. No preacher could have done that. No televangelist could have done that. That man, he couldn't have sat down with a Bible and showed me verse for verse and led me to Christ. No, he sat down and told me what Jesus did for him. And he told me how he changed his heart, his broken, hard heart in that hotel room. And that's what reached me. And what reached him was that some Gideon cared enough to put it there. That's what I'm talking about this morning. And that's what the Gideons do. I ask you to read with me from Jeremiah 29, verse 11. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord. I want you to know that God has a plan for you. And I want you to know that God has already ordained where you're going to be, what you're going to be doing, who you're going to be, and he has thoughts of peace toward you. You can fight it if you want to. You can fight against it, step off course if you want to. But I want you to know God's plans for you are one of peace. And it starts with coming to know Jesus Christ as personal Lord and Savior. And if you don't know him this morning as personal Lord and Savior, then yes, the first thing you need to do is get it right. You need to get saved this morning. See, the Bible tells us that all men have fallen short of the glory of God. And every one of us have sinned. And in that sin, we've offended God. And that sin is now what separates us from God. And you need to get that sin repaired. And the only way that sin can be repaired is through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, who came willingly, came lovingly, and came on behalf of God the Father to die on the cross for us. And he laid down his life for us. On the third day, he was resurrected for us, defeating death, defeating the grave, defeating hell, and giving us life. Would you be willing to put Christ in your heart this morning? Perhaps you say, Pastor, I am a Christian, but I have stepped off. Will God forgive me? I want you to look again with me inside of Jeremiah 29:11. I know the thoughts that I think towards you. Let me tell you what God thinks about you. Thoughts of peace. I want you in heaven with me. I want you right with me. I want you worshiping with me. I want you in church with me. I want you with my people. See, there is no church too good. Now, let me stop for just a second, though. And let me talk to you a little bit about what's happening in our world today. How many of you have been watching the news? How many of you saw what the United Methodist Church has decided to do? And how many of you have broken hearts over what's happening inside of quote-unquote Christendom today? But I want you to know that God's church is still unfeigned. God's church is still holy. God's church still holds on to God's word. And God's church still believes and teaches and preaches God's word. And I want you to know God's got a plan for you in his church with his people. And it's not the peace. Not of evil. God's got that for you. Give you a future and a hope. Now I want to turn, if you will, with me, to our United States military. See, as that soldier spoke on Jerome's video, he too spoke of my heart, because I too was in school when those planes hit this town. And I wasn't in high school. I was in college. And I remember that morning I was getting up to go to English composition. I remember, like it was yesterday, I had just read some worthless piece of English literature that I was supposed to reciprocate, regurgitate back on a piece of paper for an A. And I turned on the news, which was in my hand. And all of a sudden, there was people running all throughout New York City. I thought, what's happening there? And I began to realize what happened. My heart began to beat. My heart began to flutter. And I began to say, what can I do? What can I do? How can I help? Where can I be? And of course, I went immediately to my knee. I ran into our bedroom after I prayed, woke up my wife and said, let's pray. And we began to pray. It wasn't long after that, because my heart to me and said, I want to serve. I want to go. The United States Army showed up. My college was in the news. And that's where your pastor went. Why? Because there's no greater military in the world than the United States military. There is no finer institution in the United States than our military. You need to pray for them. You need to love them. You need to respect them. And so help me, we need to give them the word of God. Because they're coming out of the schools confused. They're coming out of colleges confused. They don't understand the difference between God's word and a piece of literature. We need to put God's word in their hands. We do that to support of our Gideons. We do that to support of our local churches. Now, if you'll look again with me, Jeremiah 29, you'll realize God has thoughts of peace for us. Thoughts of peace. Would you be willing to embrace those thoughts this morning? Say, Pastor, I need a church home. Would you be willing to come be a part of what God is doing at Robert's Avenue? Perhaps say, Pastor Joshua, I need to be a Christian this morning. Would you come and give your heart to Jesus Christ? You've already learned that all the sin has fallen short of the glory of God. You've already learned that God has demonstrated His love toward us while we were yet sinners. Christ died for us. You've already learned that He's the sacrifice. He's the way. He's the truth. And He's the only answer to our sin problem. Would you be willing to come this morning? Perhaps say, Pastor, I am a Christian and I am a member of this church. Somewhere down the line, stepped off in God's path of peace. I stepped into the devil's path of anger and wrath. If you're willing to come this morning and repent, come back home. Maybe you don't need to talk to me. You just need to talk to God. Whatever the case may be, we're going to have a word of prayer. And I know I'm going to let you go early this morning. Count yourselves fortunate. Amen. You will beat the Methodist to Taco Bell. But I want to ask you to come back with me this evening, as we continue our sermon series, 4x4, as we conclude it by looking at, lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. Come back and be a part of that. Let's close in that word of prayer. And I want to ask you, well, after we pray, if God hasn't spoken to you, if no one comes during the invitation, then meet me up here in the front and let's pray for our brother Jonathan. And then when that's over, as you depart, we're going to have our deacons in the back that have open Bibles. And if God has spoken to you about supporting our Gideons, then would you put your offering, put your check, whatever it may be, to the Gideons International inside that Bible. You can get an envelope and just put Gideons on it. We'll make sure it gets there. Or right there in the back where Brother Jerome is with his open Bible. Stick it right in his Bible and he'll make sure it gets to the Gideons. Prayerfully consider being a part of that. Open your heart and realize the importance of the word. Let me tell you, God's word will not ever come back void. Amen? Never will it come back void. Send it out. Plant it. Go out and sow it. Be a person of God's word this morning. Let's pray together. Father, we come to you in Jesus' name. Oh, how we thank you for this day. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your peace. Thank you for the testimony, Lord, of Brother Jerome. And thank you for the work of the Gideons International. And I ask you to take charge even now. If anyone needs to come to know you as personal Lord and Savior, if anyone needs to get their heart right with you, anyone, Father God, that needs to just, Lord, be a part of this church, would you let us save you that day? We give you the praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Would you come as we sing? Lord, I'm coming home. Would you come this morning? Would you come? Would you come? Yes, thoughts of peace towards you. Come on. Would you come this morning? much long. I'm looking up at the clock thinking, I've got something else to say. I want to ask Brother Jonathan, would you come forward? If you feel so led, if you feel as though God is leading you, I want you to come with me right now. Put your hands upon this fine soldier. Ask God to bless him, protect him as he gets ready to deploy the Pope of all places. Let me tell you, Brother Jonathan, they need Jesus up there. Let's ask God to bless him. God has given you a family, and he's got thoughts of peace towards you. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord God, we lift up our brother John to thank you and bless him and touch him with your Holy Spirit. Have you deployed, Lord, in the next week or two? Would you give him to Jesus, Lord God? Would you let him know that you're with him, you will never leave him, nor forsake him? And I pray, Father, to safe travel on those airplanes, Lord, to safety while we're in Poland, Lord God. And I pray, Lord, that you let him know that his family, Summer, Colleen, Carrington, and Keegan, and Jonathan's boys, Lord, are in your hands. Thank you that you're taking care of all things. And thank you, Lord God, you've already let him know that you're going to take care of them. Provide for them, protect them, Lord God. Keep them from discouragement, Father God. And I pray that Summer and Jonathan will be able to stay connected to all this big technology, Lord, from Zoom and Skype and the phone, Lord God, through letters. And I pray, Lord, that their love will grow closer. It's amazing to me, Lord, how sometimes absence makes a heart grow fond. So I pray, Lord God, as they grow closer, they also grow closer in you. Thank you so much for Jonathan. Thank you for our prayer. And thank you, Father God, you're going to put a hedge of protection around him. But we ask your Psalm 91 protections in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Thank you all very much. Well, I think that should be our closing prayer. God bless you guys, and I will see you this evening. Don't forget to give your offering to Brother Jerome's Bible. Have a great rest of your day. God bless you all. Shalom.